This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Using native plants in your landscape offers a lot of benefits other than just beauty. Native plants offer a wide diversity with an established track record in our climate. They usually don't ask for much, just the right sun-shade conditions in the right soil, wet, moist, or dry. Natives are environmentally friendly. We're lucky to have some very lovely native grasses here in our climate zones 3 and 4. I have links to two nurseries in Minnesota that specialize in native plants. It's well worth checking out your local nursery, but I also highly recommend Prairie Restoration and Prairie Moon Nurseries. Some native grasses that work in the urban landscape come from cultivars created by the University of Minnesota Extension. Little Bluestem Blue Heaven was introduced to the masses in 2007 and is a great addition for any sunny garden. Standing about 4 feet tall, this clump grass starts the year out with blue-gray foliage that turns burgundy in September. Small white airy seed heads will form when the foliage turns. The parents of Blue Heaven come from Benton County in northern Minnesota, and it's rated to Zone 3B. These cultivars are not just Minnesota, but the upper Midwest. Prairie Drop Seed is another favorite of mine. The showiest prairie grass for gardens. Prairie Drop Seed's magnificent fountain of fine textured emerald green leaves really looks elegant and softens lines. It's also a great transitioner. Considered by many to be the most handsome of the prairie grasses, it makes a well-defined and distinctive border if planted 18 to 24 inches apart. Plains Indians ground the seed to make a tasty flower. I'll have pictures and more information on GardenBite.com. Check out my Garden Bite Facebook page, too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.